Good afternoon.
Has joined.
You're the first to arrive. Was there another hurricane or that elsewhere?
Has joined.
There's one out there. I think it's best to maybe turn back. And maybe possibly when the models show that maybe it's going into Florida, below Florida. But they're not sure at this point.
Good afternoon. I believe someone else arrived.
Yes, I'm sorry I'm late, but I had a dental appointment.
Not a problem.
I've been able to get on it over a year.
I hope your teeth are still working.
They are. I got a good report.
Glad to hear it. So, I'm going to start in about 30 seconds. I'm finishing my lunch.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go ahead and mute because...
No problem. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedula Chimincha, Tati, Serura, Alapekimo Yutat Sadi, which connects to Ahabatinam, unconditional love. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Paharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun. These six letters connect to two Hebrew words, cross Satan, that means, translates as, tear up Satan, tear up the negative system. The letters can be rearranged to spell Sha'ar Katan, which translates as small gates. And it reminds us to guard our gates, our eyes, ears, nose, and mouth. Nagibor Dorshe Yehudha Kevavat Shamrim Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. The first three letters have a gematria of 57, which connects to the Hebrew word san, which translates as sustenance, representing all of the fulfillment of all of the desires. Yud Kaf Shin is a healing sequence. Barhem Taharem Rahame Sitkatha Tamid Gamlem Tetresh Saditas Gimel. This sequence connects to the Sephirah of Netzach and its essence of eternity, eternal victory. Victory. Hasim Kadosh Berov Tuha Nael Adatecha Et Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan. This sequence connects to the Sephirah of Netzach, excuse me, of Hod, and its essence of appreciation and thankfulness and gratitude. Yachid Ge'e Lamcha Penei Zokre Kiddushateha Yud Gimelamed Pezayin Kuf. This sequence connects to the Sephirah of Yesod and its essence of active secretness, creation, creativity, sexuality, and foundation. Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Ta'alumot Shin Kufav Tzadiyuta. This sequence connects to completion and manifesting the process by utilizing unconditional love. In the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper, our handout today is available on the unique astrological times link. It's underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yashem webpage. When that landing page opens up, scroll down to a section that's almost at the bottom. It's essentially a connection to Musar, character development and improvement. And it's a link to the Sefer Omer Devorah. When that link opens up to the webpage, Sepharia.org, scroll down to chapter 8, verse 1, which is where we will begin. And prior to our beginning, I will be saying a final blessing for my lunch. I do that in front of you all so that you have the opportunity to say amen. Baruch Ata Adonai, Rofei Kol Basar Bachlila Sot, Rabot Bechesronan Al Kol Masha Barata Bachachayot Bachem Nefesh Kol Chai Baruchei Haolamim. We all say amen.
Amen.
And I thank you. So, chapter 8, verse 1, after L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, Kutcha Barichu, Ishkinte, Bidkilu, Urchimu, Utkilu, Utkilu, Urchimu. L'yachta, L'shem, Yudhei, Bavate, V'yichud, Ashulim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, lasok Torah mitzvah, vayhino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadeinu kananeh aleinu maaseh yadeinu kananehu. Yargil ha'adam atmo, v'madot netzach od yusod, tikune ha'netzach, V'ha'od v'kalalot v'ulam v'tikunei ha'netzah v'ha'od k'tzatam shutafim v'shnehem u'tzatam meyuchadim kol echad le'atzmo. Chapter 8. How a person can accustom himself with the traits of victory, which which is Netzach, majesty, which is Hod, and foundation, which is Yesod. The reparations of victory, majesty in their commonality, as with the reparations of victory and majesty, some of them are common to both of them, and some of them are unique. Each one in it to itself are as follows. We think we know the Sephirot, but the Sephirah of Hod, I've never seen, or I have seen it translated as majesty before, but it's really typically translated as appreciation and or thankfulness. But it also has other meanings. So as I was starting to say, we think we understand the Sephirot, but there are many other adjectives and descriptions that we need to learn and recognize because they apply to our own characters. I'm continuing to read. Wehine rishona tarich lesayeya lom de hatorah uha vikam im b'mamono o b'maseu lechazmin lahem tzarke shimush lechazmanat mazon vahafakat koritzonam shelo yitbatlu midivrei Torah uhizaher shelo leganot tarmudam shelo yitrapu mesek hatorah Ela lekabedam ulhalel maasehem atovim kedeshe yitchazku beavoda ulhazmin lahem tefarim zorech yiskam uveit midrash v'kol kayote shehu chizuk nisa v'sa'at leoske ha-Torah ha-kol talu b'shte midot halalu kol echad k'fi kocho amat hu im rav dof davar kol masher yarbe vaze lekabe hatorah ulachzik bedibur begufo umamono ulorer lev haberiot el hato Sheitchazku v'akol nechaz nivenishrash b'shtei sefirot eleh mifnei shehem nikraim maktzikim la'vetom kecha. And behold, first he must assist those that study Torah, and to strengthen them whether with his money or his actions, to provide the requirements that they will use, the provision of food, and the supply of all that they want, so that they not desist from the words of Torah, and to be careful not to disgrace their study, that they not be weakened from their occupation with Torah, but rather to honor them and to praise their good deeds in order to strengthen them in their service, and to provide them with books required for their occupation. And a study hall, and all that is similar to it, which is for strengthening and assistance to those occupied with Torah. It is all dependent on these two traits, victory and majesty. Everyone according to his ability, whether it is little or much. In the end, all that he can increase in this to honor the Torah and to strengthen it with his speech, with his body, and with his means, and to stimulate the hearts of the creatures to the Torah, that they should be strengthened in it. It is all held and rooted in these two sephirot, in that they are called those that hold it and its supporters. O tzari ha'ofek la'Torah she'ilmot mikol adam kediktiv mikol melamdei haskalti ki ein ha'Torah mishtalemet etzel rav echad k'ewan shehu nase tamid lakol zo keliot mirkava el netzach lahod limudei Hashem v'hamashkia elav torahu v'madregat tiferet v'bahare bioto yoshev v'lo meitzo ke'el hatiferet she'yashpia v'netzach lahodehu b'madregatam ma'amash. One occupied with the Torah must also learn from every person, as it is written, from all of my teachers have I been enlightened. As the Torah is not completed with one teacher, but since he becomes a student to all, he merits to become a chariot for victory and majesty. Those taught of God, and the one who bestows Torah upon him, is on the level of splendor. And behold, in his sitting and studying Torah, he merits that splendor that flows on victory and majesty, and that he actually be on their level. Both these sections, both of these verses, need further explanation. And yet they're difficult to explain, which is why I hesitated before I started reading the second one. It's easy to understand the concept of you compensate someone you learn from, or you give tzedakah, you give tithing to someone that you learn from. But it is more than just using your resources. You have to share your time and do service to your teacher. Now, I'm not saying that for you all to think about what you need to do. Some of you do, some of you don't. It's not an issue. Doesn't matter to me. I am your teacher. I will teach whoever will listen. But those who do, who add these other attributes, these other connections, they learn more. They hear the same thing that other people do that don't do that addition, but they don't learn as much as one who does those additions. They hear the same words, but they learn them differently. Because they're only because they are limiting the aspects of their learning, because they don't include the other levels that are mentioned in these two verses. What are those other levels? The body? Are you serving your teacher? Are you teaching your teacher? Is your teacher open to hear from you? All of these different questions that I'm asking really apply to both the teacher and the student. And when the teacher learns from the student gains merit, and that helps his understanding and learning of what the teacher is teaching. Because you are creating a circuit of energy between what you help your teacher to learn, in the ways you help your teacher, and in what your teacher shares with you. We are to remove bread of shame in this world. That is a level of tikkun, of correction. Why? Because in the endless world, there is this level of consciousness called bread of shame. What is this level of consciousness? I feel that I must earn what I receive. Is that a true statement? No, it's not. But when you merit what you receive, it is a greater influence than if you don't merit it. Why is that? On one level, it's because that's the way the Creator set up the system. But of course, there are deeper levels for us to go into if we wish. In the second part of the verse, it talks about becoming a chariot, becoming a Merkava for the Sefirot of Netzach and Hod. And if you become the chariot for Netzach and Hod, you merit that splendor, which is Tiferet, flows more to Netzach and Hod. And it allows him to actually be on the level of Netzach and Hod. But where does that all come from? It's what I mentioned earlier, what the first part of the verse mentioned. You have to be sharing on many different levels. The level of your mind, the level of your thoughts, the level of your body, the level of your physicality and your effort, the level of your resources. All of these different levels have to be shared. Do they have to be shared with your teacher? No. Do they have to be shared in order for you to build your vessel? Yes. Chapter 8, verse 2. And feel free to ask questions if you wish. I do want to emphasize, I do not discuss this as a teacher-student relationship so that people will enhance their sharing with me. The point is, you need to share on all these different levels. But who is the recipient of that sharing? That is free choice. And as I said, I teach as long as someone's willing to listen. And I question all the time whether I need to be sharing a class with one versus more than one. And I started to limit sharing with one, and there's a lot of classes that I'm not giving because of circumstances where the students, I understand they're not able to be there. But it also, when I don't have a class, I am taking the time to learn more so that I can share more and enhance the future classes. So there's a process of time usage involved. Chapter 8, verse 2. Netzach v'hod pirtot v'hine biyoto lo med mikra shehu min hayamin yesh lo yachas pirati el ha-netzach u'hiyoto lo med mishnah shehi yomin Mol Yesh lo yachas parati el ha'od v'hagmara achlula v'acho shemeviyo re'aya l'dine ha'mishna min hakatu hare ze tikun lishnehem yahad. Victory and majesty individually. And behold, in his studying scripture, which is from the right, he has a connection to victory individually. And in his studying Mishnah, which is from the left, he has a connection to majesty individually. And behold, the Gemara that is included in everything, such that it brings a proof to the laws of the Mishnah from the verse, is a reparation for both of them together. When you study scripture, you're studying, you're making a connection to Netzach. When you're studying the Mishnah, you're making the connection to Hod. And you as the student unifies the two. And that makes a connection to Yesod. Chapter 8, verse 3. Tikune ha-yesod ve'ulam ha'ech yargil ha'adam atzmo b'midat ha-yesod tzari ha'adam lechizahir me'od me'hadibur ha'meviyo Lidei hir hur kedei shelo Yavo lidei kari Ein sarich lomar shelo Yedaber nevala Ela filu dibur tahor Amevio Lidei hir hur rau Shamer mimenu aha ki dayek lishana dikra al titen et perich picha lachatiyo et besarecha is hir shelo yiten piyu Dibur shemeviyo lecha Vekeri uplivlama iktsof ha-Elohim. Lost my place. There it is. Tarich lechizaher mimenu vilaze amar lechatiyo et sarecha lama yikto yirtze achar shemachtiyo yikso halokto kol afilu sheyikiyo Mutar ki al yedei peula ra'a anim sheket mimenu chazar hakol v'chadibur ra kol kach tzarich b'zehirut liyot berit shelo leharcher v'lo yashbit. The reparations of the foundation. How does a man, however, accustom himself to the trait of foundation? He must be very careful from speech that brings lustful thought, so that he not come to a nocturnal emission. There is no need to say that he should not speak a vile thing, but it is fitting to guard even from a pure thing that brings to a lustful thought. And so was the expression of the verse exacting. Do not let your mouth make your flesh sin. It warned that he would not allow his mouth speech that brings his holy flesh, the sign of the covenant, the circumcision, to sin with an accidental admission. And it is written, why should God be angered, etc.? And if it was speaking about vile speech, what is the meaning of to make sin? Behold, it is a sin itself. Rather, even if the speech is not a sin, but only a pure thing, if it brings to lustful thought, you should be careful from it. And that is why it's stated to make your flesh sin. Why should he be angered? It means to say, since it brings to sin, he will be angry about that voice, even though it is permitted. As since an evil act ensued from it, the voice and speech became evil. This much confidence must there be about the sign of the covenant. Do not have lustful thoughts and not be destructive. Paragraph 2. V'yod sari lehisaher she'ha'esod hu yot berit ha'keshet ha'keshet eina peruka lemala ela l'shalach Chitzim lemidat ha-malchut shehiyo Matara lachet shomeret Hatipa ha-yorekechet la'asod anach v'laseyat Riuk shem shemeolam Lo yedroch ha-keshet Ha'alyon ela lanokha ha'matkara ha'nisketret ha'chadam lo yidroch ha'keshet v'lo yakche ha'atmo b'shum tzad ela lanokha ha'matkara aruya shehiyo Ishto ta ha ra ta ke hu et la zi vug lo yo ter mi ze if kom ha mi da ha zot la swi shalom nu mod me od ta rich ze hi rut vi I kar ha shmi ra Yoto shomer atzmo min hachirur. The English translation. And he must be also be careful as foundation, where you sowed, is the sign of the covenant of the rainbow. And the bow is only drawn above to send arrows to the trade of kingship, which would be Malchut. And it guards the drop that shoots like an arrow to make a branch and carry a fruit. And just like the highest bow never draws except across from the mentioned target, so should a man never draw the bow and not make himself have an erection in any way except for across from the fitting target. And that is his wife when she is in her time of purity, which is the time of mating. Not more than this, which would harm this trait. God forbid. And one needs much, much carefulness. And the main carefulness is that he guard himself from lustful thought. Chapter 9 is a little bit long, to be completed in the next 20 minutes. So we're going to, well, we're going to stop here. I was thinking we might do just the first part, introduction to chapter 9, but it's better to do it as a separate class. Does anyone have any questions? So we will continue. There's two more classes tonight, one at 4:30 West Coast time, a Deep Zohar class at 7 o'clock with questions and answers. Tomorrow morning, we have our morning prayer for the fifth Aliyah. Bid you all a welcome afternoon, a good afternoon filled with joy and happiness. Shalom Gadol. Shalom to all.
Shalom Gadol. Good afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom. Thank you.